Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Just like that, it's 7 past the hour on the DJV show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Rolling through your morning with you, and got a lot of things to go through this morning. The Rolling Stones will be up here in a second, but first I want to start with going into this Coast Guard story and this boat fire and some more information about what may have been behind this, Victoria.
Yeah, so, of course, that deadly California dive boat fire that we all talked about from a couple weeks ago is really just horrific. 34 people died. They were essentially trapped below deck. The only five people who made it out alive were five crew members who were on the top deck. And they said they tried to get the people out, but the fire had already engulfed the entire area, and there was no way they could do anything. Yeah. So in the wake of all of that, the Coast Guard has issued kind of an interesting warning about new safety requirements for passenger vessels. The bulletin that they sent out asked boat operators to make sure that all the required firefighting and life-saving equipment is operational. Duh. That they also want to make sure all emergency escapes are clearly identified and functional. That's another duh. But the interesting thing that they've added is that they recommend that operators limit unsupervised charging of lithium-ion batteries. Mm-hmm. Now, those are batteries that are in cell phones, laptops, and tablets. Now, they haven't said that they think that's what started the fire, but it would appear that they're heading down that road, that someone, one of the guests below deck or someone on deck, was charging one of these devices and had a faulty battery that caught fire. Now, we know that these things do catch fire if they're not taken care of the right way, if they overheat, we talk about this in our tech report all the time. I'm always reminding people, you know, don't charge your phone or your tablet or your laptop on your bed, because there have been bed fires that have started if the device can't breathe, you know, if it doesn't have enough air, if it gets overheated. We also know what happened with the Samsung Galaxy phones. They were they caught fire on airplanes.
Right. Remember they banned them from airplanes for a year?
Yep. And just because you don't have a Samsung, you know, you can have an iPhone, you can have any cell phone, any laptop, any tablet, and this can still happen. And so it looks like this is a pretty plausible cause of what may have started this fire on the boat that was called Conception. And so, like we said, 34 people died as a result of this.
Remind me again, how were they all trapped? What did the fire block their exit, and that was the only exit?
Well, they were all asleep. They were asleep. This was in the middle of the night.
Right, yeah.
And so the hatch, apparently, from what I heard on news reports, the way to get from below deck up to, because they were basically sleeping on, it was a 75-foot boat, and these people were sleeping in, like, bunk beds, kind of, you know, bunk set up on the boat. And so the way to get up to the top deck was one exit.
Right,
and
one way out.
It was pretty narrow. And at first it was rumored that the exit had been locked, but then I think they found that it wasn't actually locked. It was just by the time the crew members knew there was a big fire and they went into that area, they couldn't get through the flames to get anyone out. Most people probably died of smoke inhalation first, and then, you know, and then the fire was just devastating on the boat. The divers recovered the remains of the last victim just a few days ago, and they said they're still doing DNA tests to confirm some of the victims' identities, which is really horrible. But if this comes down to just someone's cell phone, that's...
Who's going to sue the cell phone company? We need to know which cell phone it was so that we know who to sue.
I know.
That's where we're going.
That is very true. That is probably definitely where the families are going to go. It's really horrible.
But at least for the, I mean, so I wonder if the boat operator ends up getting sued as well here. I mean, it's really not their
fault. Well, the FBI raided the company and took a bunch of documents, didn't make any arrests yet. Well, because they're searching their other vessels to make sure that, you know, they're also up to code. There were a few minor code violations on this boat. Nothing that would have caused this fire, though, which it seems kind of plausible that it was a tablet or a laptop or a cell phone.
So why raid them? I mean, what's up with a raid?
Well, I know.
Do you really need to go in guns a-blazing? You know, it was a horrible accident. Hey, we need this information just to confirm this or that. Do you really need to go in with a raid?
Well, I guess the biggest difference will be, I know, and it does seem extreme, but, you know, they're involved in this now. The biggest difference will be, was it a crew member's phone or tablet or laptop that was charging that caused the fire, or was it a guest on board? That will be make a really big difference.
Why?
Especially for insurance.
Yeah.
Well, insurance.
Right.
And if there are going to be any, like, civil, you know, wrongful deaths.
But, I mean, it's not like it was negligence. It was a freak accident. Not even that freak, actually. It was an accident caused by a piece of equipment that everybody on board had.
How could they ever even pinpoint it? That's
right.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't see this ending well or going anywhere. Hmm. Hey, you piqued my curiosity when you teased me with the Rolling Stones. You know, I always love to get information on the fact that those guys are still rocking and just going. It amazes me every single time.
And rocking is the key word, because my friends just saw them at Giant Stadium a couple weeks ago and said that they were phenomenal.
Yeah.
They did Harlem Shuffle for the first time in like 25 years.
Oh, wow.
It was incredible. Yeah, they just had a blast. Well, the Stones are trending right now because they say that playing at one of the Bay Area's most popular concert venues is a non-starter for them. Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, where the 49ers play, is on their list. I was going to say something else.
On their do not playlist?
Yeah, it's on the do not playlist. That's much safer.
Yeah.
So they said that overly restrictive rules make the stadium no longer worth the effort to play there. And this is coming from the band's No Filter tour from 2019. That's the tour that I said my friend just saw. The Stones team said that they like the stadium itself and were grateful that the 10 p.m. curfew was actually moved to 11 p.m. for their most recent show. But they said that Santa Clara's regulations for things like the feeding areas for the band, the stage setup and pyrotechnics, which had to be canceled, that they were too restrictive and dysfunctional. So Stones fans said that the city needs to work with the stadium better. And the Stones themselves say that they've tried to work with Santa Clara officials, but apparently even the 49ers have been sparring for months over management of this stadium.
So let me get this straight. San Francisco is over-regulating something, and they lost revenue because of it. Wow.
Sounds like it.
Shocker.
Yeah. Now, I'm not familiar with this area. If they have a 10 p.m. curfew, I'm guessing it's probably a noise issue.
That's actually awesome.
Right?
Can you imagine? Well, it's the Rolling Stones. They're old. They surely want to start earlier and get to bed earlier. No, mate. We want to rock all night.
Right. And so apparently the 49ers have also been complaining about the lack of fireworks and all the things that, you know, that they would like to also have in that stadium. Apparently it's not a thing. They said that it's not going to happen. The 49ers have complained about the 10 p.m. weeknight curfew, and they said it deflects from their management performance. And so they book non-national, non-NFL league events that lose over $3 million annually for the stadium authority just because of the city's, you know, management of this stadium. So the
stadium in the middle of like a retirement community or something?
That's what I'm wondering. It's in Santa Clara, so I don't know the demographic there.
Maybe it's like in the right smack dab in the middle of some 55 and older community, and
obviously the concern here is if the Rolling Stones say they're never going to play there again, then a lot of other big acts will also say the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's really funny. You know, at what point do people finally sit down and look at themselves and go, maybe we have just a few too many rules.
Right.
maybe our our desire to control everything and have power over everything is getting a little out of hand. I'm surprised they just don't tax it. Hey, you want pyrotechnics? Sure. There's an 80% tax on whatever you spend on the pyrotechnics. Oh, you want to go out past 10 o'clock at night? Great, no problem. There's a surcharge for every five-minute period that you go over. I'm surprised that they just don't go with that and just say, let's make more money, because that's what they do. Hey, listen, got a lot more coming up for you here. It's the DJV show. I'm Rich. She's Victoria. She's Kara. And this is 16 past the hour.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag sales event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Boom, 19 past the hour. Good morning. How are you? Get up, get up, get up. Hey, listen. I was never a big fan of The Office, but my kids watch it on Netflix all the time. It's the show that just keeps on going, man. So, and then now they're going to have a podcast?
Yeah, well, the Office is actually leaving Netflix, and so people are binging it like crazy. Yeah, because it's going to move over to... let's see, it would be the NBC thing. So whatever the new NBC, you know, there's so many new services. Everyone's dividing up into, you know, by network. But anyway, so before The Office leaves Netflix, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, who are two of the stars of The Office, they are launching a new podcast. And they're going to watch all the episodes and then give listeners behind-the-scenes details and secrets. The podcast is called Office Ladies. It premieres October 16th, and it's on Stitcher's comedy podcast network, Earwolf. And so this is probably going to go over really, really big with Office fanatics, and there are a lot of them.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Fun. Well, what a good idea. Keeps it rolling and keeps it fun. My kids will love it, so have at it. Hey, it's 21 past the hour on the DJV show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the DJV show. Victoria and Kara, I'm Rich, and for Doug, will be absolutely shocked that I've heard this
version. Shocked because I haven't heard this.
Of If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free. And it's because I was on a Police binge a couple of weeks ago and went through all of Dream of the Blue Turtles.
So good.
Top five album, one of my top five albums of all time, which this song comes from. It was Sting's first solo album after the Police broke up, and it's a great story. So now, Sting's got another number one hit, because why, Victoria?
Well, because he's at the top of the dance club songs chart now. Remix. Yeah. This is called If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free 2019. That's the official title of the song. It's a dance version. It's one of six songs from Sting's new My Songs release, and they're all remixes.
Yeah.
And so the original version of this song hit number 10. That's where it peaked on the charts back in 1985. And so with this new remix, it actually gives Sting his fourth number one. Send Your Love from October of 2003, Stolen Car, Take Me Dancing, was August of 2004, and an update of Car from February of 2016 were his other number ones.
That I listened to this whole album.
Remixed.
This whole 2019 album.
You like it? I haven't heard the other songs on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I thought this was kind of cool. I liked it. I'm a big fan of the song. You can do whatever you want with it. I like it. I don't care.
It lends itself well to a remix.
I love it. And I like the Police and Sting as well, but is this just his fourth solo number one, or is this his fourth number one, like, ever?
It's his fourth dance chart.
Okay. Oh.
So those other songs had gotten remixed.
Because I was like, obviously, Police songs must have been
course,
at number one.
Yeah. And and his, some of his, I want to say 10 Sumner's Tales probably hit number one. Right, Rich?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that, without doubt.
So this is his, this puts him in the dance category. It's his fourth number one dance chart, which is interesting.
You know, the Police are just an amazing band. If you really get in, I follow this YouTube channel, this music YouTube channel from this producer, former record producer, Rick Beato. And he breaks down, he will take a song and just deconstruct it. And when he does the Police, it's just that the jazz influences, the reggae influences, just everything.
Yeah.
And then for Sting to take a reggae jazz song and turn it into a dance, they're brilliant. They're really, really good musicians. And they kind of went into this whole punk reggae thing in the late 70s, like 78, 79. And nobody's like, you're doing what?
Yeah.
You're going to mix punk and reggae? Okay, good luck with that.
And it worked. And, yeah. And, you know, in a sense, too, a lot of the early Police stuff was like ska without the horns.
Right, right.
You know, it worked.
Right.
And the fact that he rented Goldeneye, the estate where James Bond was written, you know, Ian Fleming wrote, it was his estate, he rented it out and wrote Synchronicity and Synchronicity 2, and, like, he just was so into the Jamaican reggae vibe.
And one of the great things about them is that they're all interesting individuals.
Yes.
Like Andy Summers, Stuart Copeland, Sting, they're all interesting.
They've done so many cool things individually.
If you want to be entertained for about 20 minutes to no end, go on YouTube and search Stuart Copeland, he's the drummer, Where the Gods Live. And it's basically him just talking about music. And you walk through, he takes you through his home studio and shows you all of the weird instruments that he's got. And he is one of the coolest, funniest, weirdest dudes you will ever see in your life.
There's
and
also that new documentary on the Police on Netflix. I think it's Stuart Copeland's
own footage. That's my weekend
footage.
Right there. There
yeah.
it is. 28 past on the DJV show.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy!
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Often not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rick Ocasek of the Cars has passed away. USA's John Hunt reports.
He was found dead in his Manhattan apartment. He was 75 years old. Ocasek was discovered unconscious and unresponsive by his estranged wife, Paulina Porshkova, the supermodel. He appeared to have died from natural causes. Ocasek and the band The Cars shot to fame with their self-titled hit album in 1978, which included such hits as My Best Friend's Girl and Just What I Needed. At the Cars Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, the singer reflected on what got him started in the music business.
I'd like to thank my wheelchair grandmother for forcing me to sing in the parlor in front of her friends when I was 5 years old.
Many people also remember the Cars from the iconic pool scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Four past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who is he's traveling somewhere this morning. Anyway, it's Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here with you. Going through the big stories of the day. And guess what? Guess what? Guns got a bad Yelp review. And apparently, companies are jumping on board with Yelp to give guns a bad Yelp review. What's the story here, Victoria?
Yeah, actually 150 U.S. companies are urging Congress to take action on gun legislation.
Yeah.
Now, big companies like Twitter and Uber and Yelp, and there's so many, but they're
Twitter,
they're
Uber, and Yelp. What do all those three companies have in common? Can't think of it. What is it? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So they said, as business leaders, they have a, quote, responsibility and obligation to stand up for the safety of their employees.
They do.
So specifically, they pushed lawmakers to require background checks for all gun sales.
Okay.
They want to pass national red flag laws, which temporarily takes firearms away from people who could pose a risk to themselves or others. And then the CEO said in this proposal that it's a bipartisan and widely supported by the American public.
Sure.
There is some data to back that up. 83% of American adults support background checks for all gun sales. 72% support a national red flag law. Now, what they failed to mention is actually polls within the National Rifle Association also show that members, now we're not talking like Wayne LaPierre, the guy at the top,
right,
but actual members, everyday members, responsible gun owners also want background checks. They don't want, they want it just as much as non-gun owners. So I don't know why they would, I mean, I understand why these companies are using this data, but I think that they should really go more directly to the source.
You know what the NRA members realize that the NPR and PBS members don't? There already is a background check. I went through it. Everybody goes through it when you buy a gun. So,
but not for all gun sales, not
right,
at gun
right.
shows.
So sure, you might go to the gun show and, right,
yeah,
and do the private sale.
Yeah.
But I went to a gun shop. I bought a gun. They said, okay, come back tomorrow or the day after. We should have you approved. Okay, no
right,
problem.
Right, and that's how it should be done.
And they
right,
call me up and they go,
for
hey,
everything,
we
though.
Got your paperwork back. Come on in. Your gun
right.
is ready.
I did. Right.
Everybody's cool.
But that should count for pawn shops. That should count for private gun sales, gun shows. And that's what these companies are saying, that it needs to be a universal background check.
Don't quote me because I'm not the expert, okay? It's not like I'm out buying and selling guns every week. I have a shotgun and a pistol. That's it, right? That's all I got. And when I got my shotgun from my brother, we had to go to a gun shop to do the transfer of ownership.
Right.
So I don't understand where all this private loophole stuff happens. The gun show stuff, I've never bought a gun there, so I don't really know how it works. I've gone to one. I've gone to several.
But if you can buy, anyone can buy a gun without a background check at an auction. And if you just say I'm a collector, you know, then there are no background checks for that. So there are places, you know, that I think at pawn shops, anyone can go into a pawn shop without a background check and
I'm
buy
not sure.
a gun.
I've never bought
I'm
a gun at a pawn shop.
Sure.
So
well,
I just know that every time for the two guns that I own, because I shoot trap at the local trap thing, and it's cool, it's fun, it's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just have a pistol just because I think everybody should. You should too.
No, I'm a pacifist. I will never own a gun.
Well,
I don't mind other people owning
I hope
guns,
that works
but
out
for
well
me,
for you. Right?
Well,
yeah.
For me personally, I,
right.
I have
no,
not needed one.
Cool.
I lived in New York City for a long time, and I never needed a gun.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
That's cool. That's cool. It just, every time I went through the process, there was some form of a checks and balance for me. So I'm sure there are loopholes that we need to clean up here.
Mm-hmm.
But what do these companies get? What do these 150 companies get by jumping on the gun legislation bandwagon? What's in it for them?
They get consumer support.
You think?
Absolutely. Look at how many more people now want to go to Walmart because Walmart took a strong stance against selling certain types of guns. People who hated Walmart are now coming forward saying, you know what? Walmart's okay. Walmart made a smart business decision.
I'm going to think that you're getting the wool pulled over your eyes on that one, because let me tell you who goes to Walmart. Rednecks. Okay. Rednecks go to Walmart. You see a lot of camouflage hats in Walmart.
That
right?
is true, but a lot
you see
of
a lot
go
of
to
country,
Walmart.
You see a lot of pickup trucks in the Walmart parking lots. So I'm thinking those people are probably going, what are you talking about, Walmart? This isn't my, I don't agree with this.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Walmart just made the announcement, so we'll see what their business sales look like. Now, for Dick's Sporting Goods, when they got rid of, after I think it was the Parkland shooting in Florida, the school shooting, when Dick's Sporting Goods got rid of all their guns, their business went through the roof. It spiked because everybody then said, we're going to go and support Dick's Sporting Goods, and that was the best business decision they've ever made.
So again, I'm lost.
CVS, but here's the thing. But when CVS decided to stop selling cigarettes, their business shot up because people thought that was the right thing to do.
Right.
So this is, I have been saying all along, Time Magazine next year, when they talk about the person of the year, it's the year of the consumer. The consumer has expressed more power in 2019 than
ever before.
That's the way it's
always been, though.
But I think it's even more so. It's more so.
You know, the difference is that people are like, we're going to shut your business down if you don't agree with us politically.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's working. How many people have been canceled this year? A lot of people.
A lot of people
and
what?
Businesses. Canceled, the term. I feel like I'm explaining to Doug. The term when like people are angry about something on social media and it's hashtag canceled. So many companies and individuals have been canceled this year, and that is just the power of social media and the power of the consumer.
What's the power of capitalism?
What consumer capitalism, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. I mean, that's,
absolutely.
Yep.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see if these 150 companies fare well with this and, just kind of see what goes on with it. But for me, here's my deal. I want to walk in and I want you to sell me paper towels, milk, and groceries or whatever it is you sell Walmart. If you decide that you don't want to sell guns or ammo or something like that, great. That is your prerogative because you own the store, you run the store. But once you start making it like a marketing campaign that we're here for you, America, because we're going to protect you from these crazy gun owners, that's when I start going, you know what? Target's looking pretty good. And I want to shop. Just like when I go to a concert, I don't want you to lecture me about whatever political stories in the news that day. I want you to sing to me. Play the freaking guitar. Sell me my milk. Sell me my groceries. That's what I want from you, Walmart.
That is true.
And if you don't want to sell me ammo, great. No problem. I'll buy my milk there. But don't preach to me.
I mean, I get that, and I certainly don't want to go to a concert and have somebody preaching at me either. I totally get that.
Right.
But people are a lot more. I have noticed amongst my crowd, at least in my age demographic, people are a lot more concerned about who's really benefiting from my dollar being spent at your company, and that is something that a lot of people are paying a lot more attention to, and that's not going to go away. That's only going to keep building.
Yeah, but it's getting to the point where you don't want to bake my cake or you don't want to do this. And you're driving small business owners just because you politically disagree with them.
But that is the reality, and it's a different, it's an age gap too. But that is absolutely how millennials approach things though.
Well, millennials are going to get their butts handed to them if they keep, you hand out this kind of angry tactics, it'll come back to bite you one day. And I don't think it will, though, Rich. I grew up
I don't
in sales.
See how.
I grew up I in sales, man, and I know how to sell to everybody. I want to sell to everybody. I want you.
Well,
if I'm Walmart,
business.
I want everybody to buy my milk. Everybody. And I don't understand why people. I don't understand why people would want to say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to step out on this ledge here, and we're going to just really super cater to this portion of America, and we're going
to
really.
They've done the research on this, right? I mean, Walmart.
But why wouldn't you want everybody?
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't.
Why wouldn't you want everybody?
Well, I think in an ideal world, everybody would want everybody to buy stuff at their store. But obviously, Walmart has done some research. Walmart didn't just make this decision, willy-nilly. They've got a lot of research behind this.
You think?
Of course they did. This is a very calculated move. And obviously, they're hedging their bets, and they feel like they're now on the right side of consumers.
Obviously, they think that they're going to lose 18% of America and that they're going to super serve another 30% that already came to Walmart.
Right, they
anyway.
Calculated the profit and loss here for sure.
Right. So for all you people who hate dicks or you think you love them now, I just bought shotgun shells there 2 weeks ago.
I think that they didn't remove everything. I think
they still have shotguns,
assault rifles, or I think something. There was something that they got rid of. Automatic weapons, maybe. I don't know. This is not my area of expertise. I just know that they made a big stand after that, and a lot of people supported it.
I just went there last week and bought a bazooka. I don't know what you're talking about.
A bazooka.
it's 46 past the hour on the DJV show.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. As you wind down your day, your metabolism slows too, but your digestive system is gearing up for work.
As soon as we fall asleep, our intestine starts sending waves of contractions down the intestine from the stomach, down the intestine to clean it out.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says eating before bed interrupts this essential nighttime function.
You're filling the stomach full of food. It's not ready for that. It's not meant to be doing food processing. It's meant to be doing house cleaning.
Dr. Murray says late night snacking adds extra, generally unneeded calories, and it puts you at risk for heartburn.
And then, of course, you've got people waking up, especially men, waking up an hour or two after going to bed with indigestion.
Dr. Murray says it's best to stop eating 3 hours before bedtime. And if you do need a snack, make it a small, easily digestible one, like a banana or a protein smoothie.
Then I tell people, stay up a little later, give it a little bit longer to allow your stomach to process it.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hurricane Dorian has caused catastrophic destruction and flooding in the Bahamas, and vulnerable children and families are suffering in its aftermath. Project Hope has deployed emergency response teams and medical professionals where they are needed most. They're working with partners to deliver urgently needed supplies. They're working to save lives. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope and their emergency response teams, visit projecthope.org. That's projecthope.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
48 past the hour on the DJ V Show. Hey, any of you that use Uber or Lyft? Any of you that use Uber or Lyft in California? Well, I got some news for you. I think your experience is probably going to change over the next few years because there's a new California Senate bill that wants to give contract workers more rights. So, like, let's say you work for Uber or Lyft and you don't get vacation. You don't get health insurance. Well, California wants to protect these people, right? So they are trying to create a bill. And I don't know how they're going to do this yet, but they're trying to create a bill that gives these people some of those rights. Now, with those rights, you also lose some of your freedoms that you get as a contract worker. I can work when I want. I can work where I want. I can do whatever I want because you're not my boss. I'm a contract worker.
Yeah, it should be a choice, I think.
Right. So right. I think what we probably see happening here over the next couple of years with a lot of these app-based employment companies like Uber and Lyft is that you're going to see two models. You're going to see, oh, I want health insurance and I want vacation. Okay, great. You go work for this division of the company. And, oh, I want the freedom to do what I want. I want to be my own boss. And I've got insurance with my wife's company or whatever it is. Okay, great. You go work for this one. What I'm curious to see is how that will affect the price and the experience. So stay tuned. This is about to get rocky. And California makes what happens in California flows east. So there it is. 50 past the hour on the DJV show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here in my car, I go sleeping of all. I can lock on my doors. It's the only way to live in cars.
53 past the hour on the DJV show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen along with Kara Schillen, Victoria Keelan, and then Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com joining us to go over all things automotive this week. And, you know, Nick, I understand they tell me every single week that you're, like, off to some new exciting place to do something with cars. And then this week I'm looking at our information here about where you will be, and they tell me you're going to Australia, which is awesome. But you have to go all the way to Australia to test drive a Hyundai? What's going on with that? You couldn't drive one here?
When this opportunity came up, I said, you know, what is it, to drive a Land Rover through the middle of the outback, right, or, you know, wrestle a crocodile? No, it's to drive the smallest Hyundai they've ever made. And I went, well, it's Australia. Why? I'll
right,
go.
Exactly. I don't need an excuse. Just send me. That's all it is.
That starts this week. I didn't realize that it's such a long trip. It's a 30-hour trip to get there. You lose a day. day and a half on the way there, but you gain one on the way back. So
hey, let me tell you something. The flight back, you will get home, you will sleep for a day, and then you will wake up and you will spend the next month trying to figure out what happened. Because it is a mind-melting experience. You're like, wait, so when I left, it was this, and when I got back, it was Tuesday. And
right.
I need somebody to show me what happened. Anyway, let's move on to other bigger and better things. So GM is going to have a big old recall on pickup trucks. What's going on there?
Yeah, so GM, under pressure, I should say, from the federal government, is recalling 3.8 million pickup trucks in the United States and Canada. That's a huge number. You know, we usually hear about 500,000,
yeah.
300,000, but 3.8 million is an awful lot. To tell you what they cover would probably take the rest of the show because there's so many models that they actually cover, but it's late models of their largest pickups and SUVs. And the interesting thing is that it's something that is potentially super troubling, but at this point doesn't have to be troubling. The power assistance for the brakes, which I don't know if most people know this, but when you actually brake on a vehicle, you get help. It's pushing the brake pedal doesn't actually mechanically squeeze down clamps
Correct.
On the discs. Yeah. You get sort of a power-assisted help. And that vacuum pump that provides that power to the brakes has been failing over time. Now, not failing so much that, you know, you put your foot down and nothing happens, but it doesn't happen as vigorously as owners should or it should do for the vehicle, and therefore the stopping distance has increased. Now, this has actually meant that 113 reports of crashes have happened, and 13 people have been injured. And the NHTSA, which is the government's body that looks after us and makes sure that everything is done right, has said, look, you guys, you cannot just ignore this. There's been 111 complaints, and
yeah.
So GM have complied, and they're recalling them. At this point, it's serious, but not tragically serious, like the airbags were for Takata. But it's serious enough that if you have one of these vehicles, you should pay attention. Now, in a few seconds, it'll take me a few seconds to tell you this, go to NHTSA.gov, and type in your VIN number. That's a little number at the bottom of your windshield. In any vehicle, it will tell you if you have a recall on that vehicle. It's probably the best advice I can ever give you.
Wow.
So whatever vehicle you have, type in that long number that's as long as your arm, and it'll tell you whether there's a recall on your vehicle.
Well, and here's another piece of information that people really don't realize. I own a couple of Fords, right? So I go to my Ford dealer all the time and look for what free work I can get done to my car because there's always some sort of recall. And what you don't realize is that the Ford dealer gets paid by Ford,
yeah.
the manufacturer, to work on your car. So they are
yeah.
looking to get that work into the shop, and
right.
they are happy to bring you in and say, yep, you got a recall. We'll take care of it because they're getting paid for it, and it's big money to them. So always
right.
check in with your dealer because they're happy to do free work for you.
Plus, when you go into the dealer for a recall, the salesman can wander over and have a casual chat with you about upgrading your vehicle, which they love.
I come out of the car business. My family's in the car business, and it used to be where the service department fed the sales department.
Right.
Now it's pretty much the opposite way. It's where the sales department feeds the service department because that's
right.
where most of the money is made in any dealership anymore.
Yep.
Because I got news for you. You people have sucked the life out of sales for any new car dealership. There is
yeah.
nothing left. There
yeah.
are crumbs. I was just talking to a buddy of mine the other day who works in he's the fleet manager of a Chevrolet, big Chevrolet. He's like, all they want to do is give away cars so they can get you back in the shop. And that's all there's left.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. That's why you have to choose a gem. I always tell you that you choose a brand that
yep.
that you don't have to service.
All right, so let's go to rautoexpert.com and let's check out Nick's information. Good stuff. Thank you, Nick.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.